Now the third
was the one that sprawled all over the
The first district was Wayne County. At this time, it's since changed, but in 64, the first district was Wayne County. The second district were all the counties around Wayne. There were 16 counties in it, including all the Thumb counties, Genesee, Ingham, went over to Jackson, included Hillsdale and Lenawee counties in Washtenaw and so forth. Livingston, I mentioned. There were 16 counties in the second district. And the 17, the first in those 16, my mathematics aren't that great. However, 83 less 17 would comprise the third district. As you mentioned, covered all the rest of the state, including UP. And we met after it was decided that Bob Burns had made the third spot. We met at the Detroit Hunt and Fish Club, which is a private club that John Gillis belonged to, not too far from Taos. And I drove up with, I picked Louis McGregor up, and then I picked Tim Quinn up on the way up. And we discussed the thing, and I expressed the opinion going up that I felt that since it was a new court, it was important that we select a chief judge, which was the purpose, the announced purpose of the meeting, that we select a chief judge who would have acceptance amongst the members of the bar, particularly. And consequently, I felt that since Louis and McGregor and Tim Quinn and Don Holbrook had all been circuit judges, and were at the moment circuit judges, that it should be one of them that would be the chief judge. Well, Louis McGregor said, "I don't want it, and I will not be a candidate for it." And Tim said, "I don't want it either, but I agree with you that it should be a circuit judge. And so if I'm elected, I'll take it gladly." Well, we got up to the meeting, and the discussion came to selection of a chief judge, and John Fitzgerald nominated T. John Osinski. Of course, was the lieutenant governor.
And, of course, John being then a state senator.
A Republican state senator. And John, in his nominating speech, John pointed out that T. John Osinski was very well regarded in the legislature. On both sides of the aisle, both the Democrats and Republicans liked him, and that John thought it was very important that somebody who had rapport with the legislature should be the chief judge, the first chief judge of the court. So we debated that for a while, and I gave my reasons for my nomination of Tim Quinn. And we discussed it and voted, and I was the only one that voted for Tim Quinn.
Tell me, I like to recreate the scene. Was this a secret ballot, or did you just stick your hands up in the air, or what?
My recollection is we just stuck our hands up. But I said to Tim, "Why would you even vote for yourself?" He said, "I knew where it was going." So.
Now, yes.
But I must say, and I have said several times since, that I thought that was a very wise decision to select T. John, because indeed he did have the respect and a great rapport with the legislature. And that was very important in the early days of the court, particularly.
Well, for one thing, he had to get money to...
Precisely. And the legislature gave T. John... T. John figured out what we needed and presented to the legislature, and they just said, "You got it." And it worked out very well. And that court got off on the right foot, and that court was and is, I think, one of the better courts in the whole country.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was widely recognized in time after it got going in that fashion, was it not?
Mm-hmm.
As I recall, T. John and maybe some others were called to the kinds of conferences that were appropriate to tell what the genius was of the Michigan court and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And many of the ideas that we developed, largely at T. John's suggestion, were adopted by other courts in other states. Mm-hmm. And one of them was the idea of having the pre-hearing division of the court, which would analyze cases and report with recommendations to the judges. That enabled the court to handle a tremendous volume of work. We started out with some 300 odd cases that the Michigan Supreme Court assigned to the court. That was our original caseload. And now it's many, many, many times that. And without that, that kind of an administrative staff, they couldn't handle the work.
Were some of the innovations in the procedures and staffing of the appeals court borrowed almost soon after by the Supreme Court?
Yes. Yes, within a couple of years, they went. Although I went on the court the Supreme Court 4 years later in 1968, mm-hmm. I was elected, and at that time we had two commissioners, and that has now expanded. I forget how many they have, something like 14, if I'm not mistaken.